I know what you're wondering. I know what you were wondering. The thumbnail picture was freaking awesome. Is that what Todd's going to look like the whole show? No, it's not, because I can't see anything out of these glasses. I mean, they're great, but I can't see anything. I barely see out of this hat. But, I mean, listen, y'all have been around me for 2 years at this point. I mean, you guys already knew that I was going to do something stupid. I got no problems. None. I got no problems with making an ass out of myself. I mean, I'm already the only redneck on Rumble. I mean, I might as well go ahead and just prove it. You know what I mean? I mean, why not have overalls and, you know, Kendra's spring break hat? I mean, I don't even wear a cowboy hat. So, trust me, I know I look ridiculous, but I don't care. Like, I don't care. Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy Independence Day Eve. You know, we got a lot to talk about. Congratulations to President Trump, to America, to the GOP. Shit, you finally got something done. The big, beautiful bill was approved, and it's a day early, apparently. So the president has already scheduled a presentation, fireworks, everything to sign this thing. And I will say this. I will say this. I have to say that I am extremely proud of the Republicans, because they've learned something. They've learned how to troll. I mean, if anything else that they have got from President Trump, they've learned to troll. And I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. And no, I'm not talking about them gay, retarded, F-bomb dropping reels that Eric Fang Fang Bang Fang Fang Swalwell posts, and the stupid little dances by Jasmine Croc and the fighter. Not that gay stuff. Not that hard R retarded stuff. I'm talking about absolutely amazing trolling done by Mike Johnson and the GOP in the House, right in the middle of signing the bill, right after Hakeem Timu Obama Jeffries' 8.5 hour long. Why? You know, for somebody that says he cares about the American people so much, listen, jackass. The majority of this country voted for Donald Jaquarius Trump. And everything that Donald Trump said he was going to do, by you standing up and running your damn mouth for 8.5 hours, delaying the vote for something that we voted for, proves that not only do you not give a shit about the American process, but you don't give a shit about the American people. This is what we voted for. Nobody voted for your stupid self to stand up there and talk for 8.5 hours. Nobody voted for that. Why? And I got some interesting stuff from Hakeem Jeffries. Before he did this 8.5 hour long, I mean, Jesus Christ, like, what are we doing here? Like, let's go out there and see how long I can run my mouth without passing out. Like, that is the equivalent of a toddler not getting a toy at Walmart and holding their breath until they pass out. Like, you just literally threw an 8.5 hour temper tantrum in the middle of the most prestigious building in the country. Be thankful. Just be thankful that I am not an elected representative, because I'd have been shooting spitballs at your ass. I'd have shined a laser pointer in your face. I would have left the building and showed up with a blanket and in pajamas and just laid in the floor. I would have made an ass out of myself completely. But yeah, you know what? Let's just get on with this thing. Let's do the dang thing here. So I did something today. And yes, we do have a winner of the shirt contest. Congratulations. I will make that announcement here in just a few. The shirt is not on the site yet because I was waiting on an email from this lady. And I don't know what I'll announce it later. I was waiting on a response email. It's already made, ready to go up. And as soon as I finish one little detail, it's going to go live. So just we'll announce that at the end of the show. But I did do something else. Okay. I did do something else. So apparently this like cracker cracktastic chick right here. All right. This lady right here, she's really angry. Okay. And according to her, that if she catches you wearing something, she's going to whip your ass. So just listen to this tard.
I will be in jail if I see somebody wearing an alligator Alcatraz shirt or any type of merch.
Okay.
It is a concentration camp. And using that language matters. It is a concentration camp. And we're acting like it's an amusement park. It's disgusting. I will be in jail if I see somebody wearing an alligator Alcatraz shirt or any type of merch.
Well, hold my beer. Mine's already in the mail. You can go to redpillthreads.com/hotseat and get your alligator Alcatraz shirt right now. This just went live. So wear it proud. And maybe you're one of the lucky ones. Like, obviously, I wish I knew where this chick lived. I really wish I knew where this chick lived, because I would put Kendra in this shirt and just have her walk around that town for like 2 or 3 days. And just, I mean, because I'm telling you, y'all just think I'm crazy. Y'all just think I'm crazy. Kendra is a whole nother level of like fafo, whole nother. She's this tall, but I ain't messing with that chick. I ain't doing it. She scares me. And so in honor of the 4th of July, I have found this clip of the Revolutionary War. Maybe you've seen it. There's a lot of AI going around. Some of it's trash, but a lot of it I absolutely love. And I'm telling you right now, this is probably my most favorite AI video ever made. So this is basically the equivalent of if cell phones and social media would have been available in 1776. So check this out. This is hilarious. I'm sorry for the language.
Just arrived in the colonies because there was some bitching over a tiny 3% tax. Not that big a deal, but whatever. This shit will be easy.
What the actual fuck? Where the hell are they? Unless they're lined up 10 feet in front of me wearing bright blue uniforms, I can't see them. These guys are such assholes. What kind of a dickhead doesn't line up in a straight line and patiently take turns shooting one another?
Sir, these colonials are worse than gonorrhea. They hide behind trees and pick us off while we pass through single file wearing bright red. And you would know, Corporal, even though we're the superpower of the world, we still don't know how to counter this ingenious tactic of hiding behind trees.
God damn, we've been here 8 years and are just getting our shit pushed in. These boys weren't kidding. They really do hate taxes.
Okay, this is our last stand. We may have a chance if we just... Nope. Shit. Never mind, those ass-smelling French are here. I'm here in place of Cornwallis, because apparently he's really sick today, to deliver terms of surrender to that giant stud right there.
Tell me, listen, AI scares the hell out of me. It really does. But that is amazing. That clip is absolutely amazing. I'm putting that on my socials here lately soon. If you're wondering, I haven't posted on Twitter. I haven't streamed on Twitter in like 3 days. My Twitter account is suspended right now. And I don't even know for how long. And literally, I didn't do anything wrong. So a couple nights ago, A few nights ago, I got this message from Twitter. It said, hey, I need you to verify that you're a human. And it made me do this stupid little puzzle. And I did the puzzle and it said, you're authenticated as a person, not a robot. Cool. Next morning during Dear America, when Twitter went down, I think it was Tuesday, when Twitter went down, when it came back up, my account was suspended for authenticity. Apparently, Twitter doesn't know that I'm a real boy. I got nothing. So I've sent them emails. I don't know. I don't know. I'm still waiting. Still waiting. So if you're wondering why I'm not on Twitter, that's why, because Twitter doesn't think I'm a real boy. So anyway, and here's another one that says, you know what? I'm leaving America. I'm not staying here because of alligator. I can't even say alligator Alcatraz right now. But yeah, check this out.
I quit. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done with America. I'm cool. Done with taxes.
Bye.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Later.
I'm going to cash out like Monopoly and go and hide and move somewhere. You're telling me that my tax dollars are going to build an Alcatraz Auschwitz, alligator Auschwitz. Alligator Alcatraz Auschwitz. I don't even know what you want to call it. A detention center, a concentration camp in Florida that our tax money is paying for. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I can't feed the system that is doing everything that I stand against. I didn't vote for this. I didn't vote for any of this. I'm done playing the game. I want a tree and a farm and land and somewhere else. I can't keep feeding into this system. Am I the only one? Because it's been, what, today's the second? It's been 7 months that this man's been in office, and I'm exhausted, and I can't do it anymore. I'm cashing out Monopoly. Am I the only? Look, come with me. Let's go. We're moving.
You do realize that America is one of the very few countries where if you're not a citizen, you can own land. Like, if you go to Mexico, Like, I mean, do these people even think? I really don't. Like, listen, and I mean this, and y'all argue with me about this all the time. I swear to y'all. I mean, look at me. Listen to me. I'm not that smart. I'm really not. I promise. Like, I barely got by high school. I just skated right on by, like, by the hair of my teeth. Okay. I literally posted this video on TikTok, and I don't want to reveal what I was talking about because I'm going to talk about it later. But this woman, like, commented, and she said, "You are a moron. There is no, and I mean no, federal aid going to non-citizens. None at all." Huh? And so, I mean, I replied in a video, and because California just requested like a $3.5 billion loan because their budget is tanked so bad because they've spent billions of dollars on illegal health care. New York has spent billions of dollars housing these illegals in luxury hotels. And so I just like swiped through all of these news articles. And I went, "I'm sorry. I mean, reading's fundamental. You know, why?" And these are your news networks, CNN, MSNBC, Newsweek. These are your people that are saying this. So what? And her response was, "I said federal aid. That's state." Where do you think the money comes from, you tard? Like, oh my God, the state is spending money on illegals, not the federal government. Like, okay, well, where do you think the state gets their money? Like, yes, they get it from taxes, but they also are part of a federal budget. And if the state is spending money on it, that's worse. That's worse. Okay, if I'm going to borrow $100 from one of two people and person A only has $200 in their account and person B has $2,000. Okay, the state budget is not as big as the federal budget. So if I borrow $100 from the state budget that only has $200 versus a federal budget that has $2,000, I'm hurting the state more. And therefore, your kids' education ain't worth a shit. Your roads ain't worth a shit. Like, where do you, like, good Lord, I swear to God, I'm not that smart, but I'm really starting to think that you're just that stupid. And these people vote. Like, they vote. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Please help me. Please help me. I can't. I can't. And then there's this guy. Like, then you have people like this. And yes, if you're wondering, yeah, that's that's red lipstick.
Hello, it's the master. The reason I have red lipstick on is because I'm at the demonstration in Traverse City. There are thousands of us. And red lipstick, I was informed last night by my friend Jen, was a form of resistance when Hitler was trying to take over the world. He didn't like women wearing red lipstick. So I've decided, red lipstick. Everybody put on red lipstick to show resistance against you know who. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, over and out.
Okay, that is the master. And he's wearing red lipstick because, and I think he missed a key word in that, because women. Women wore red lipstick in defiance of Hitler. Women. That's not a woman. I mean, maybe it identifies as one. And thank you, Shock. Shock just gifted some subscriptions. Thanks, buddy. You're so kind. But, I mean, again, I mean, these are the people that vote every 4 years. And Lab Mama, maybe you're right. Maybe he is a woman. I mean, hell, they can't even define what that is. I mean, they can't. Unless you're talking about having an abortion and the right to have an abortion, that's the only time they can define what an actual woman is when they want to kill a child. So, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I just give up on the world. So this is something that, because of the big, beautiful bill and the stuff that's happened in Iran, the bombings and the Israel and Palestine and all this stuff, I just snuck up on this and I did not know this. Okay, so this is the State Department spokesperson or spokeswoman, Tammy Bruce. How did we miss this? All right, I just pay attention to this statement right here, because we really miss this. The phrase lipstick on a pig. That's pretty good, y'all. True statement.
We are not ending foreign aid. We are making it more nimble. We are operating at the speed of relevancy to making sure that the millions and billions of dollars that we spend on aid get to where it is meant to go. There is nothing to be proud of when 90%, according to Samantha Powers, is not even making it to the people to whom it was promised.
Okay, did I hear that right? You heard that. We heard that. We all heard that. Billions of dollars. Billions. Billions of dollars. And 90% of it didn't go to the people that it was supposed to. Well, where did it go? Where the hell did it go? I mean, did we not buy Ugandans condoms? Has anybody seen an episode of the Taliban Sesame Street? I mean, it's almost like everything we've been saying for 2 years now, 3 years with this Ukrainian shit, it's almost like everything we've said, money laundering and fraud and waste and abuse, it's almost like we said what we said was right. And here's my question, and don't get me wrong, I love Cash, and I love Bongino. I'm not a fan of Pamela Bondi. But when are we going to start seeing people in handcuffs? Like, when we go, if 90% of the aid that we were supposed to send to whoever, 90% of it didn't get there, I want to know where the hell it is. You know why? Because, like J.G. Wentworth, it's my money. It's your money. It's our money. Where is it? Again, I don't have a problem with people questioning elected leadership because that is your responsibility. That is your responsibility. You have a constitutional responsibility to question your leadership in this country. It's damn near required. So I want to know. And I swear to God, if I was popular enough to get on television and convince the American people, I'm not paying another damn penny of taxes. I know Donald Jaquarius is in office. I know, but I'm not paying another damn penny until you give me an itemized. I mean, shit, I got to send the IRS an itemized report on all the money I made in 2025, 2024. I got to send you an itemized thing. I want an itemized report on where the hell my money went. And I'm not paying another damn penny, another penny, until I see it. I want it all. And I don't think that's too much to ask. I really don't. And so the jobs report, I mean, I'm just saying that's just me. I'm just a dumb redneck from Mississippi. What the hell do I know? But I'm just saying. The jobs report came out and it was better than anticipated, but there was one stat in that job report that it's working. What Trump is doing, what ICE is doing, what Tom Homan is doing, what the Guard is doing is working. Okay. And according to leading report, this is beautiful. Native-born workers gained 830,000 jobs, while foreign workers lost 348,000 jobs, according to the latest U.S. jobs report. Now, that's what the hell it's supposed to be like. That's what is supposed to happen. All right, if you live here, if you were born here, if you are immigrated here and you're a citizen of this country, then this is exactly what it's supposed to look like. And here are some other victories. Gas price is down. Economy's booming at this point. Jobs are up. The border's secure. And at this point, the big, beautiful bill is going to pass. But I'm just loving the 26 seconds of CNN having to read this shit. It's beautiful. Read it.
Here are some things that have happened. Gas prices down. Mm-hmm. Economic indicators are decent. Mm-hmm. Brand new job report shows mm-hmm. that's much better than expected. And mm-hmm. border crossings are down. And now Trump's mega spending bill looks like it's going to be passed by Republicans. How mm-hmm. do you Democrats fight back with the wins that Trump can tout?
Well, it depends on how you define wins, Sarah.
I don't know. It depends on how. All right. So, Democrat, senator, representative, whatever, you're getting your ass kicked in every aspect of the game. You're losing offensively, defensively, and even your kicker sucks. How do you plan to deal with this? You know, and it reminds me because, as you know, I mean, I am an Alabama fan, diehard. When Alabama kicked the shit out of Notre Dame in the national championship, they interviewed Brian Kelly at halftime, the coach of Notre Dame. And they said, you know, Coach Kelly, You know, this is going on, that's going on, this is going on, and you're losing this battle. What's it going to take for Notre Dame to get back in this game in the second half? Brian Kelly looked at the camera and literally verbatim said, for Alabama to not come out of the locker room. Same answer. Same answer. So, hey, you know, to each his own. But as I said, from the White House, the big, beautiful bill passes and it heads to Trump's desk. Victor, I love the picture. It looks great. I mean, our boy looks good. I mean, he really does. He looks good. But this, I don't know if Royce created this or not, but this was posted from the White House. It looks like something our boy Royce would make. And no, I do not have the chicken and feet socks on. Not right now. I'll probably wear them at the gym tomorrow, though. And yeah, sure, I'll send you guys a picture. But I don't know if Royce created this or not, but this was posted from the White House's page. Maybe he did it. Looks like something he did.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Boom! Nailed it.
We did it.
What? Like his heart?
Treat yourself.
Okay, son.
And that's why I put it. The only reason I put that clip in there is because of the Ricky Bobby. Hey, I wake up every morning and I piss excellence. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. So whoever created that, it looks like something Royce would have done. I'm not sure if our boy did it or not, but excellent job. That's something I would have done. That's how I would have done it, because that just looks amazing. So one out of many, and both of my sons, Christian and Tyler, have called me in the last 3 days, and they're like, Dad, can you tell me about the glorious bill, the big bill, the beautiful bill? And I'm like, what do you want to know? Well, what is it going to do? A lot. Well, I mean, what all is it going to do? Well, I mean, son, how much time do you have? It's 900 pages. I haven't read it all, and I'm not going to, but there's a lot of stuff it's going to do. And so one major thing that I really love in this bill is that it is taking $1 billion of taxpayer money away from the murderous organization, Planned Parenthood. All right. It says that they're going to lose close to $1 billion. 200 facilities could close. The CEO of Planned Parenthood says it's existential. Good. I hope all your facilities have to shut down. All of them. Every damn one of them. Because what you do is murder. Point blank, period. Y'all know my stance on abortion. I'm not coming off of it. It is absolutely murder. Period. Because, I mean, I was almost an aborted child myself. And I am here. Thankful to my father, I am here. So, suck it. Planned Parenthood, I hope you lose more than $1 billion. More. So, it is official. The big, beautiful bill has passed the House. It heads to the president's desk tomorrow for the signing ceremony. And I will be watching that bad boy live in the pool. I'm going to hook up the TV and blare the speakers, and we're going to have just a great, 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 great time. But not everything went great today. All right. As I said earlier, Timu Obama, Hakeem Jeffries, in whatever reason, through an 8.5 hour long temper tantrum that nobody listened to, that nobody gave a shit about. And there are just, and thank you, Sandy. I'm thankful you're here too. There are just some people that just can't handle losing. Apps just cannot handle losing. So I do want to play some of his clips, his greatest hits of the 8.5 hour long damn speech. Because he gets a lot of praise from this. Like, you know, Brian Krankenstein, he just got a standing ovation for this. Standing ovation. He's such a hero for talking. Talking? But anyway, here's one of his clips right here.
Extraordinary to me, Mr. Speaker, that you got folks in this town talking about draining the swamp. Guess what? You are the swamp. You are the swamp. You are the swamp. We've never seen anything like this. The type of corruption that has been unleashed on the American people and has poisoned, Mr. Speaker, this bill.
Listen, when you talk for 8.5 hours like this, he doesn't even believe the shit that just came out of his mouth. All right, trust me, he doesn't. The corruption, really? The last 4 years. I mean, do we have to do? We've done figured out that the 2020 election is jacked. All right. The auto pen, Hunter Biden, Russiagate. I mean, Ukraine. Really? Now, I do agree with you when he says you're the swamp. Yeah, they are. They are. The whole damn building and everybody in it is the swamp. I would not trust anybody in, and I mean anybody in that building as far as I could throw them. But, I mean, this is what we have to deal with. So, like, if you want me to choose between some swampy Republicans and a group of people who think that we can murder children and that men can get pregnant, and men can play in women's sports, that we should cut our kids' peckers off and give them hormone blockers at 13, 14 years old, that we should get rid of all guns and defund the police, and we should take away loads of money from hardworking business owners so we can give broke folks that don't want to get off their ass and get a job money. Yeah, I'm going with the swampy. I'm going with the swampy Republicans. I'm going with the swampy ones because I'm choosing the lesser of two evils. And you, Timu Obama, are pure evil. Pure evil. But, you know, he continues with this. This is an amazing statement right here. You want to talk about, like, woo. When he said this, I'm surprised he didn't get hit by freaking lightning. I'm not kidding you. Like, I mean, because we still serve a wrathful God, and I'm waiting. I'm like, any day now, to any day now. Listen to this crap.
Got some folks in this town, they go to church and they pray on Sunday. P-R-A-Y.
Say the truth.
And then they come to Congress and pray P-R-E-Y on the American people. I'm not down with that kind of faith. That ain't my faith. That's not our faith. That's not the faith that comes out of the gospel.
All right. If I haven't, and I know I look ridiculous, and I look in a manner in which you shouldn't take anything I say serious. Okay. But let me be clear about something. I've said this, I don't know how many times. Okay. Being a Democrat, a registered Democrat, and a liberal, a progressive, and being a Christian is an oxymoron. It's not possible. You cannot claim to be a Democrat and claim to be a Christian. It's not possible. Now, I understand the Republicans have their own problems, and they do. They have their issues, too. Trump has his issues. We all do. But, and I had this conversation with one of my sons, okay? One of my sons, because he says, Dad, how can you support Trump and be a Christian? Now, he's asking questions, okay? My son's not a liberal because I'd kick the shit out of him. But, and forgive me, Lord, I didn't mean to say that. He said, because Trump has, he was a womanizer, and he's committed adultery, and he's done a lot of things. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Okay. But between the Republicans and the Democrats, all right, let's talk about this. There's a difference between mistakes and there's a difference between principles. Okay. As a Christian, I know, God knows, that you're going to make mistakes, that you're, Todd's going to cuss. I'm not that good yet that I can look at the insanity going on in our country right now and a plethora of colorful metaphors not come out of my mouth. It's just not possible. I know I'm going to make mistakes. I know I'm going to slip. I know I'm going to fall, because the Bible even tells us, for all sin, we all fall short of the glory of God. Okay, that's mistakes. But then you have principles, things that you stand on, hills you're willing to die on. And the hills that these peckerheads are willing to die on is, it's okay to murder babies. It's okay to have sex with the same gender. It's okay to change your gender. It's okay for men to be pregnant. It's okay for men to go in women's bathrooms. It's okay to castrate and your children, and to change that an infant can pick its gender. Those are principles, and you can't come back from principles. There's a difference between mistakes and principles. Because yes, while I make mistake, I stand on the foundational biblical principles of the Bible and the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while as they stand on the principles, teachings, and foundations of everything that the Bible preaches and talks against. That's the difference. So it is total hypocrisy for Timu Obama here to spell the word pray, talk about the word faith in any, I'm sorry, no. But believe it or not, he actually, while he was running his mouth and rambling, he actually made a really good point about this big bill, and it made me cheer. I was like, hell yeah, that's what I voted for, dog. So listen to this guy.
Manu wasn't the only one.
Mm-hmm.
The only American citizen who's been targeted by the deportation machine, a deportation machine that will be unleashed on steroids by this one big ugly bill.
Hell yeah. I agree with that. That's what I voted for. That's absolutely what I voted for. ICE just became just as financially tough because of this bill as the Army. And why shouldn't they be? Like, and this is an argument I've gotten to it with conservatives. Why does ICE need as much money as the Army? Well, because ICE, they're fighting a war right now. Every day. They're behind enemy lines every day. Okay? When the Army gears up and deploys and goes to war, yes, you want them to have every possible thing they can. New and improved, squeaky clean, and safe. Yes, you do. But the same with ICE. All right, it's like law enforcement, any law enforcement, whether it's ICE, federal, local, sheriff, state, whatever. I have so much respect for any law enforcement in the country, because people look at like folks like me and Graham and other veterans and just thank you for your service. Thank you what you did for our country. You know, you put a uniform on and you went and fought. And I'm like, well, yeah, I did. That's great. But our law enforcement, they put a uniform on every single day. They're behind enemy lines every single day. Why would you not give those organizations and pay those organizations as much money as you're paying the organization to protect this country? They're doing the same job. They just do it every day. We train to fight. They fight every day. Every day. So, yeah, Timu Obama, I agree. We need deportation organization on steroids because we need them out. All of them. Every one of them. We need them out. And he completed his speech in 8 hours and 44 minutes. And I love it how, listen, when this dipshitty right here, Maxine Waters, is standing next to you cheering, that's all I need to know. Like, that really, serious, that's all I need to know. Watch her. Woo! Watch her. Watch her.
Press on for democracy. We're going to press on until victory is won.
Woo! Hold on. I got to hear that again.
We're going to press on until victory is won.
Woo!
I yield back. Press on.
8 hours and 44 minutes and it accomplished literally nothing. But, I mean, hey, you know, you got a nice little banner. I mean, congratulations. You got a nice little banner on your stupid Twitter page. Longest House floor speech in U.S. history. Congratulations. You ran your damn mouth for 8 hours and 44 minutes. Like, whoop-de-freaking-do. Like, it's not like there's a damn Cooperstown record book with your name in it, dipshitty. Nobody cares. Okay? Because you talked for 8 hours and 44 minutes, the bill still passed. So you just wasted 8 hours and 44 minutes of your time, of our time, your peers' time, and congratulations. You still got your ass kicked. Greatest halftime speech of all time, and you still got the hell beat out of you. Good job. Good job. Which brings me to the hypocrisy of the 8 hour and 44 minute speech, because if you remember, it was Timu Obama that posted this stuff on Twitter not too long ago. He said, "The filibuster is a Jim Crow era relic that has been used to stop progress for decades. Enough. The cult has no interest in governing. Abolish the filibuster so we can handle the people's business. Now might be a good time to remind America that the filibuster does not appear anywhere in the Constitution. The filibuster is a racially tinged artifact of the Jim Crow era. We cannot let it stand in the way of progress." Okay, we can't do it. We can't do it. It's racist. And I mean, then you get this Jim.
"By any means necessary, including reforming a filibuster rule that is dripping in racist history in defense of slavery and Jim Crow. By any means."
Okay, so the filibuster is racist as hell. Yet you ran your damn mouth for 8 hours and 44 minutes to attempt to filibuster a vote. To attempt to stop a vote. So, in essence, what Hakeem Jeffries is telling Americans is he's a racist piece of shit. I mean, those are his words. I didn't say that. I mean, I didn't say it. So, if the filibuster's racist and you run your mouth for 8 hours and 44 minutes, I mean, again, like that, listen, never mind, because Mike Johnson says it. Mike Johnson, again, like I said at the beginning of the show, the one thing that I am proud of the Republicans about is they are, God, they're learning to troll. And if you watched Timu Obama get up to the podium, all right, he had a binder that was as thick as a steak. And I mean, he went page after page after page after page. And when his stupid self sat down, all right, Mike Johnson got up and watch what Mike Johnson does, because I'm telling you, they're learning to troll, and I'm so proud of them. I'm not a huge fan of Mike Johnson, but what he did here was amazing.
I thank the gentleman from Missouri. I thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, Ronald Reagan said one time that no speech should be longer than 20 minutes. And unlike the Democrat leader, I'm going to honor my colleague's time and be a little more brief than that. All right.
Oh, man, it cut out. Hang on. I got to find this because it cut out something else that he said was freaking hilarious. Let me find it real quick. Yeah, here we go.
Deep than that, all right? I just want to say something that many of us learned when we were children. We were taught, you know, it takes a lot longer to build a lie than to tell the simple truth.
Bam. And I listen, the 8 hours and 45 minute speech, and literally Mike Johnson just summed it up in a sentence. It takes a lot longer to drum up a lie than to tell the simple, simple truth. And again, where's the lie? Where's the line at? So thank you, Mike Johnson. And this, as soon as he was done talking, they went into signing the bill to pass it on to President Trump. But the way they did it was amazing. Just listen. That's great. Sign the bill, play YMCA. Let's go home. It's Miller time. I absolutely loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. And CNN had Jim Jordan on, and they asked him the question about the bill. And he said something that I think, honestly, that we all can agree with.
And I do want to ask you, in that context, it is Freedom Caucus members who are very concerned about this bill. I'm old enough to remember when, if there was a bill on the floor that added this much to our debt and deficit, I cannot imagine you would have been happy about it in those years. And yet, you have been approaching this a little bit differently. What is your message to your colleagues in that group right now?
Look, we all wish it saved more money, but you know this is a good bill, and I tell people all the time, you know it's a good piece of legislation because every single Democrat hates it.
And bam, and that's all you need to know. Like that, listen, that's all you need to know, okay? Is it a good piece? Is it a perfect piece of legislation? No, because as Graham has said many times, and I agree with him 100%, okay? Is it perfect? No, there's no such thing as a perfect piece of legislation. There's just not. You can't have that in this day and age because too many politicians owe too many lobbyists, too many organizations, too many favors to add to their war chest to get them reelected. It's just not possible. Like, it's not possible, okay? But if every single Democrat hates the piece of legislation, it's probably pretty damn good. I mean, it's probably pretty damn good. And that's just the way I look at it. I mean, it makes total sense. Total sense. And there's more than one person, but I found this lady right here. She is extremely pissed about this bill. Somebody, and I don't know which one of you it is, but somebody needs to get grandma, okay? Grandma's loose in the street and she's acting crazy. Here we go.
Well, you just couldn't call, could you, Magus? You just couldn't help out a few thousand or million people who are going to go hungry and are gonna live in the fucking streets. Thanks, Maga. Thanks a whole hell of a lot, because most of the goddamn goddamn people live in your fucking states.
Grandma's big mad. Big mad. And so to answer Meemaw, you're welcome. You're welcome. And this ain't for me, and I may piss some people off here, and if I do, listen, sorry, not sorry. Again, unapologetic. You know why you're here. I have a massive problem. Now, let me say this little disclaimer here. If you are legit, like legit disabled and unable to work, okay, I have no problem, and I mean no problem, with my tax dollars and my country, my government taking care of you. I've got no problems with that. If something happened to you that you're injured to a point to where you can't work, or if you were born a certain way to a point to where you can't work medically, okay. That's not even a conversation. I will take care of you. But if you're just a lazy piece of shit that won't get off of the couch or out of your mother's basement, no. Because I remember the great speeches of the past, and one of them resonates with me, in that a government built by the people, for the people, will pay for the people's shit. That's not how that thing went down. That's not how it went down. Okay? There is literally nowhere in the Constitution, there's nowhere in tax law, there's nowhere in any document where it says that I have to fund and pay for somebody who has spent an entire lifetime making poor life choices. Sorry. Do I have sympathy for you? Sure, your life sucks. Sure. But am I responsible? No, I'm not. Okay? There are only a few people on this planet who I am responsible for in that way. And it's either my name's on their birth certificate, my name's on their marriage license, or I inherited him because of a marriage license, and my stepsons, who I consider my boys. But your name is not on my marriage license. My name is not on your birth certificate. Therefore, I am not responsible for your piss poor life planning and life choices, and neither is the American people, and the government owes you nothing, okay? The American dream does not equal the America owes you life. No, it doesn't. It doesn't owe you shit, all right? This world, this country owes you nothing. This country has already given you enough. You can literally go on any social media network, say whatever you want. You can protest in the streets. You have the right to own a gun. You can worship the God that you want to worship. That's enough. You have the right to pick your leaders, to vote for your leaders. That is enough. That is more than enough. This country gave you freedom. It doesn't owe you a paycheck. It doesn't owe you retirement. And it doesn't owe your ass health insurance. All right, and when I say it, I mean us, the American people. We, the people, do not owe you shit. We owe you nothing. Nothing. And that's where the argument is, folks. They don't listen. The Democrats and the liberals and all of these idiots on TikTok that are in social media that are raising hell about this bill and talking about, you notice when they say 17 million people, you're going to lose health care. They say people. They don't say Americans. They say people. Thousands of people are going to die per year because of this. They're not arguing about any of that stuff. We're arguing that we don't owe you free shit. They're arguing that, yes, you do owe them free shit. That's the argument. That's the argument right there. Okay? And I don't compute with that mentality. Like, I'm sorry. Me and you are not the same. We're not. Because two instances in my life where I was literally at my mentally worst, other than deployments and stuff like that. But the first time was when I had my massive car wreck that ended up ending my military career, okay? I had a head-on collision. My knee hit the dashboard so hard that my femur exploded, literally exploded my hip socket. I was in a wheelchair for 30 days. I was in a walker for like 3 months and then a cane for another 3 months. I wasn't allowed to do nothing for like 4 months. I was going nuts. Y'all, I annoyed my children. And I understand now. I understand now why a dog goes nuts when you come home from work. I get it. Because I was in that house by myself. Every day, the kids would get on the bus, they'd go to school. They'd get off the bus at like 3:30, and I was greeting them in the living room going, "What'd you do? How was your day? Tell me everything. No, don't leave. Don't play video games. Stay here. Talk to me, please. Talk to me. I was going insane because I couldn't go to work every day. Insane. And the second time was during COVID. All right, during COVID. I was working for the government, and I was literally working from home for a whole year. And you can ask Kendra, it drove me insane sitting at the house. I was going nuts. And my boss called me and he said, "Hey, if you want and if you feel safe, you can come back to work Monday. I'll be there. I'll sign a waiver, whatever I got to do, I'll be there." So we are not the same. Okay, whereas you expect the government to not pass this bill, you expect the Democrats to pay for all your shit, to pay for your health care, to give you retirement, to feed your children. I don't. Okay, I don't. When it comes to providing for my family, I have no shame. I will be a trash man. I will dig ditches. I will work at McDonald's, Lowe's. I'll do whatever I have to do to provide for that blue-eyed, brown-headed woman that's out there in a bikini laying by the pool. I will do whatever it takes to provide. We are not the same. Okay, let's get into the actual 4th of July. And what plans do you have? What things do you plan on doing? Because, I really haven't, I haven't gone to this website in a while. Let me see if it's up. But apparently there's going to be a No Kings 2.0 on July the 4th. Let's go to the No Kings website and see if there's anything there. Nothing. Nothing on the No Kings website. Which makes sense. I mean, they woke up the next day and there literally wasn't a king. So, whatever. So, but, this poster board thing was going around. And so to the chat, like I'm telling you now, here's my advice to you. If you have protest in your area, get on the Ice Block app with a whole bunch of buddies, drive around town and just click the shit out of it until they all run and scatter. But there are people that say that, no, you will not. You will not celebrate the 4th of July. And so these are other, let me go back, other than the real reason. Independence, sacrifice to country, freedom, everything that makes this country amazing, okay? amazing. I'm about to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 6 more reasons, 7 reasons why, more reasons why you should celebrate as hard as you possibly can and post fireworks, flags, your outfits, everything, everything, as much as you can tomorrow. All right, I want to see my Instagram, Facebook, TikTok feed explode with your celebrations. All right, here's reason number one.
I want to remind everybody that July 4th is canceled. It's canceled. It means nothing. It's trash. It's garbage. It's something we vomited up, apparently. The 4th of July, if I hear a single firework, if I see a barbecue out there, mother. It is canceled. I wonder.
All right, here is reason number two.
With 4th of July right around the corner, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. 4th of July is canceled.
Okay.
I don't know what we would be celebrating freedom where. So if I see any of y'all little fuckers celebrating 4th of July, you're trash. And just know that 4th of July is canceled. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right, number three. Number three. I actually like this one. This one's kind of funny.
Ashamed to be an American, because God knows I'm not free. And I won't forgive the men who lied and took my rights from me.
Okay, here's my question. You Yale t-shirt, septum ring, carpal tunnel syndrome, having rooster fish, peckerwood, rot with lips, moron. What freedoms do you not have? What man, what person, what politician, what whoever took what freedom away? I wish I could have a face to, I wish I could get this person on the show. I said, just tell me what freedom they took from you. Tell me. Anyway.
Then I'll stand up against your throne and curse her to this day. Cause there ain't no doubt I used to love this land. But goddamn, fuck the USA.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. And this guy right here, this guy's special right here.
I'm dead ass. If you go and sell.
Yeah, I believe that first part when he says I'm dead ass. You probably smell like a dead ass. I mean, look at him.
I'm dead ass. If you go and celebrate the 4th of July, if you fly that red, white, and blue, I can only assume you're pro-terrorism because we are the heart of terrorism. The USA is an evil fucking empire, point blank, period. And if this bothers you, go fuck yourself, you terrorist simp. I'm dead ass.
Okay. All right. Cool. Here's another one.
We can all collectively agree that we are not celebrating July 4th, right? As a matter of fact, we should be boycotting July 4th indefinitely, because what are we really celebrating besides the genocidal conception of the United States of America? Right? Okay.
Genocidal conception. Oh, yeah. I like this one. This guy's going to sue you.
I am going to sue anyone who shoots off fireworks this 4th of July. I'm going to sue you for emotional damage. I don't like loud racket. And for you to shoot off fireworks is emotional damage. Yes, I said it correctly. So don't you think you're going to get on here and do it, you stitching, or do it, or stitching. You shooting off fireworks, because that's just evidence of you shooting off fireworks. I am going to sue anyone who literally says happy 4th of July or shoots off fireworks for the 4th of July. That's right.
I have such a surprise for all of these people tomorrow. I really do. I've got it all planned out. And then this one. Last one.
I'm here enjoying a nice day at the beach with my kids. And I turn around. I got these flags planted here on the beach by these MAGA fucks. Listen, this is all America. We know. You didn't storm the beaches to stake out your territory on the beach. This isn't the fucking moon. I get it. This is America, but I'm sick of my flag being represented by white nationalist trash on a goddamn beach. Go fuck yourselves.
And I tell Kendra this all the time. Like, all the time. This never happens to me. Like, it's only happened once in Charlotte Airport, and I've told that story before, but it was an old woman, so I really couldn't do anything. But, I mean, this never happens to me. I mean, it never happens to me. It doesn't. I mean, I'm sad. Okay, so the winner of the shirt design, and it was so close. I think it was like 8-9 difference. I'm gonna say your name. I don't know how to pronounce your last. I won't say your last name. Okay, I won't say your last name. Okay, so the winner, and this shirt will be on the merch site. Hopefully by the end of the day. I hope. I'm trying to get it done. I had to mess with it a little bit, but the winner of the shirt, the person that won, her name is Sharon, and the reason it's not on the site right now is because I've got to take her signature and put her signature on the collar on the back of the shirt. But this is what you guys voted for, and the second that it hits the merch site, I will let all of you know, but here is the winning shirt. There it is. So there is the winning shirt. Congratulations. Congratulations to Sharon. You did an exceptional job on this. A lot of you guys did a really good job. And to my runner-up, okay, my runner-up, just to let you know, the God, what was the name of it? Crap. I'm going to get with you, Mandy, the runner-up, and we're going to make a deal because the runner-up was the... God, dog, what? Hold up. Let me see what the name of that shirt was. It's right on the tip of my tongue, but I can't... Dun, dun, dun. Hang on a second, folks. Here it is. The equal opportunity offender shirt. Okay, so the equal opportunity offender shirt was runner up. Thank you, Kendra. You're late. That shirt will be on the merch site next month. Okay, so I'm going to put the equal opportunity shirt up in August. Okay, so here was the winner of the shirt. Mandy did a damn good job doing the equal opportunity offender. This will be up sometime today or tomorrow. And Sharon, congratulations. You're going to get 30% of the profits of this shirt for the first month. So the day it goes up, the 30, and it's going to stay there, but this is your shirt. Good job. Way to go. Everybody did an amazing job doing these shirts. So listen, be looking for it. But in the meantime, do not forget to piss as many people as you can off and go get your Alligator Alcatraz shirt. It's got an alligator dancing in the center and it says established 2025. So go get your shirt out there right now. You can go to redpillthreads.com/hotseat. The link is in the description. All right. All right, while everybody is still here, there's 705 of you. I do have a question about, and I'm going to pull it back up. I do have a question about this shirt because I've had a lot of people ask about this particular thing. So, yeah, lines fade. Yeah, you did a great job. Okay, so I'm one of two things with this shirt, okay. So do you, and you got to do this in the comment section, and I'm only going to tabulate it and read it until midnight tonight. Okay. Cause I got to get the shirt up, but do you guys want this alone on the front? Okay. Or do you want a hot seat logo on the front and this One Nation Under God on the back? Okay. So option one, hot seat logo on the front. This One Nation Under God on the back, or do you just want this on the front? So in the comment section, not the live chat, in the comment section, I need you to tell me, hot seat logo, front, just put the words front or back, front or back. Okay. So if you tell me now, option one, one-sided shirt. All right, because I'll confuse everybody. Just tell me what you want in the comment section. If you want hot seat on the front, just put it in the comment section, not the live chat, because I can't go back and read this stuff. Okay, so go to the comment section after the show's over with and just let me know what you want. I'll count it up and we'll put it on the merch site, hopefully, by tomorrow. So once it gets out there, I'll let you guys know. You're not going to see me again until Monday. So if it comes out over the weekend, I'll put it in the Discord. The Discord's in the chat, or I'll put it on my channel on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. It's ToddSpears1776. But that is all the time I have. Let's go through the hot takes really quick. From Alicia Victoria, I just found out why my boss is retired Navy, is against Trump and banning trans from the military. It's because her husband is really her wife, who's now getting kicked out. Woo-hoo! Yeah, that sucks. Well, I mean, not really, but, you know. This fearmonger needs to stop. Someone told my great aunt her Medicare was going to end and she wouldn't be able to get her medicine. She went and got several of her medications. Yeah, these people are stupid. I mean, they're really stupid. Bank Banks from Chicken Wing and your hillbilly pal. Y'all have a beautiful fourth. Don't lose your fingers lighting boom booms. Eat some good food from the grill and thank God for the greatest country. You're right. I'm thinking about finding some Tannerite. Seriously. Alicia Victoria, my boss will not be celebrating tomorrow. In honor of her husband slash wife whose rights were taken away, my boss who served in the Navy. Disgusting. But, you know, again, that is the good thing about our country is that they have a right not to do it. David, adultery, Moses, stutter, Noah was a drunk, Jonah was a coward, so was Gideon. God uses all things for his purpose. Screw those crazies who think Independence Day is canceled. Amen, brother. Amen, Johnny Marine. Rooster Talks, check him out here on Rumble. But that's it. That's all the time I got. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. I love you guys. Listen, enjoy your fourth. Enjoy your three-day weekend for those of you who get a three-day weekend. Listen, take time, unplug, stay off your phone as much as you can. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time. Crack a couple for me. I'll see you guys Monday. And who knows? Happy birthday, America. God bless this country. And you know the deal. I love you. I miss you. And you know I mean it. Take care, guys. I reach towards the sky.